Big lies. Some of the biggest liars in history. Are there any famous liars from your country? The following are some of the world's most notorious liars.
If you asked someone to name a famous liar, the first person they would probably think of is Richard Nixon. He was the 37th President of the United States and was in office from 1969 to 1974. Republican, Tricky Dicky, as he is now somewhat unfortunately known, was involved in the Watergate scandal. In 1972, five men were caught breaking into the Democratic Party headquarters in Washington. Many suspected that the men were linked to the White House. Initially, Nixon denied all involvement and went on national television to utter these now immortal words: "People have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I am not a crook." Unfortunately, it turned out that he was, and that was it for his presidency and his reputation.
Equally famous was the lie told by Bill Clinton. He was the 42nd president of the US and was in office from January 1993 until January 2001. "I'm going to say this again," Democratic Clinton solemnly declared. "I did not have relations with that woman." After he was accused of having an affair with White House intern Monica Lewinsky. Unfortunately for Bill, evidence proved otherwise, and he became the second ever president to be impeached for obstruction of justice, for which he was subsequently acquitted.
Britain has had its fair share of liars too. Princess Diana's former butler, Paul Burrell, was branded a liar and threatened with perjury. He gave evidence during the inquest into Diana's death. This was later exposed as a catalogue of lies after the Sun newspaper carried out an undercover operation. They managed to get recordings of a drunken Burrell boasting about his false evidence.
Internationally acclaimed author Geoffrey Archer is another famous British liar. In 1987, the Tory MP was involved in a libel case which he brought against the Daily Star newspaper. The newspaper had alleged that Archer had been involved with a prostitute. The case was found in Archer's favour and he was awarded £500,000 damages. But years later, two people came forward with evidence that Archer had lied under oath. In a subsequent court case, Archer was found guilty of perjury and sent to prison for 4 years, only serving two of them.
In a more recent case, vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin has been accused of telling the biggest political lie of 2009. She claimed that the Obama administration was planning to introduce death panels as part of his plans to reform the US healthcare system. She wrote, "My parents will have to stand in front of Obama's death panel so his bureaucrats can decide whether they are worthy of healthcare. It was all a lie."
There's an old saying that if you say something enough, people will eventually believe it, even if it's a lie. And there seems to be some truth in that.